Most of the people in Indiana who were impacted by the HIV outbreak live in Scott County and caught the virus from sharing needles that they used to inject a powerful prescription painkiller called Opana. Part of what makes the outbreak so unique is it occurred in a small, rural community, and the study cautions it could happen elsewhere. It points to a lack of health care, substance abuse treatment, and HIV testing as factors that contributed to the outbreak. Carrie Lawrence is a fellow at the Rural Center for AIDS and STD Prevention and says Indiana isn't adequately funding public health.
We actually went down in our public health spending to $12.40 per capita, which is significantly lower than other states.
Before the number of HIV cases in Scott County skyrocketed, the study says there hadn't been free HIV testing offered in the community since a Planned Parenthood location closed in 2013. State Health Commissioner Jerome Adams released a statement disputing that claim, saying HIV testing has been available in Scott County since well before the outbreak and has never been limited to one facility. The study also points to syringe exchange programs as a key component in limiting future outbreaks. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier in Bloomington.